I did achieve a couple of things over the weekend. Now my back's a little bit better and having it manipulated by a dude, and I'm going back to make sure it's actually manipulated more. As you know, I've been struggling around here looking like the proverbial 90-year-old, and everyone's been going, oh, Bill Gay, you look like you're an old dude. But, you know.
Well, and they've also been saying you look like you've had an accident. You've done a whoopsie in the garden. In the jeans.
Really?
Well, that was
the first
thing.
Are we back in primary school again?
No, that was the first thing I said to you the first day I saw you. I said, have you messed your pants? Because you were so hunched over and had your legs apart, and I was thinking, what have you done, mate?
Just couldn't get straight. But anyway, it's getting back there. And look, your ball of pain has been working beautifully. I've been rolling on that as much as possible, so thank you.
You're welcome.
But it was back in action because when I got manipulated on Friday, we're ready for our big ghost investigation with the Night Watchers there at the Majestic Theatre. And, you know, that formed a big part of early stuff for the weekend. And you know what? I was very underwhelmed, Pete and Dan. Very underwhelmed.
Oh, the boys won't be happy with that.
Nothing against what they do. And look, the videos make it look really dramatic and exciting. And have a look at their Night Watchers Paranormal page to attest to that. But I just expected, you know, we're behind the stage here. It's all in black and you want this thing to rush up you. I'm so full of these.
I didn't want a thing to rush up at me.
I'm so full of haunted movies. That has been my whole thing for the past 20 years. And when you're actually doing a proper investigation, you've got meters going off and all the electronic gadgets and spirit boxes trying to form words. Yeah, it's exciting, it's exhilarating, but nothing extraordinary really happened. Or maybe I built it up too much.
Yeah, see, I'm the exact opposite. I think I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, maybe because you were more of a believer than me. You know, I mean, I just think, oh, yeah, there's a possibility, I'm open to it. But, I mean, a few of the things that happened that I saw and heard, I'm actually quite impressed. I thought, oh, okay. There could be something
open
to
your
this.
Mind more, you're saying?
Definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Well, with those intelligent responses, you know, when we did the sensory deprivation thing, where one by one we all got sat in a room or an area of the Majestic and were blindfolded and had the headphones on. And so you just, all you can hear is this sort of electric frequency. And then you're required to, if you hear anything come through, you say what it is or what you've heard. So I heard quite a bit of stuff. And you guys were asking questions in another section, in another area of the Majestic. So they call it intelligent responses. And a couple of things, I think there were three things that I said directly after you guys had asked, had put it out there. I mean, I know one time was it you that said, oh, can you whisper, or Pete might have said, can you whisper something to Ali, blah, 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 blah. And immediately I said, oh, I just heard a guy whisper something.
Yeah, it worked beautifully for you. And then when I did it, I'm just hearing this stuff in my head going, ch-ch-ch, and, you know, glitching and what have you, and I didn't get a thing.
Yeah,
I'm assuming you guys were asking questions, or were you not?
No, we were asking heaps of questions.
Okay.
And you know what? It was because we're sitting out there and we could hear you saying, guys, I can't hear anything.
They're thinking their gears malfunctioning.
No, well, you kept saying that, and I'm thinking, Bilks, shut up. Give the ghosts a chance. You are just basically, you know, not blowing up. I won't go as far as to say.
No, I was blowing up. I was blowing up. The only time I jumped was when, you know, you touched me in the end. I think, where'd you grab me on the face?
I stick my finger stuck my finger up your nose.
That was my only hope. Oh, there's an entity. I'm being probed. It was only Ali. Anyway.
You're the only man that I know would be super excited about an entity probing you.
Oh, something, just to give me some excitement in my life.
I know, you were very disappointed. And see, that surprises me because you were so panicked about doing it on Friday that you nearly pulled out.
Yeah, but everyone else is doing it. I didn't want to be left out. So, you know, yeah, I can't believe on Friday I was sitting there thinking of pulling out because that would have been such – if I didn't go along, I would have been so disappointed this morning. So I do appreciate you pushing me along with that. But
you're welcome. You're welcome. How did you speak to your mum over the weekend? Because obviously she was – you didn't.
Now, mum sent me a final word Friday night before we went to Pomona, and she goes, just take your rosary with you, which I had in my back pocket along with the evil eye thing they gave us. And, done and dusted and moved on. Look, we'll see the video evidence by midweek. We'll post it up on our socials, that final episode, when it does get put together.
Yes.
But maybe it comes up better in the video. But
you know what? I'd actually love to talk to your mum about it. Because, and particularly, I'd love to hear you have a big old whinge to your mum that you didn't get to see any ghosts. And she'll, you know what? Actually, I'm putting this straight out there. We should ring your mum and ask her. I think it's because she had prayed for you.
I'm thinking that too.
Yes.
Mum's prayer actually worked to keep... I think there was a shroud around me and the ghost just saw, we'll just divert away from him. So that's why my experience wasn't as exciting as it was. So thank you, Mum.
Yeah, well, maybe the ghost thought, oh, geez, he's a bit cranky. He doesn't deserve us saying anything.
Great.